Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. It's a Thursday night in San Antonio. I'm joined by Josh Groves, who threw four shutout innings and tied his season high with seven strikeouts last night. And Josh, your best start as a Sadi so far last night, what do you think was working best?
I think it was definitely my best start on paper, but the last couple outings, I think things have been going well. Fastball command's been really good. Been able to land both breaking ball, slider, and curveball for strikes. And then yesterday was just a good example of getting out of the jams later in the game. Like in previously, last couple weeks, it hasn't gone my way. But I think just like the last 3 weeks, just putting together good starts, having a good feel for my off-speed stuff, good feel for my heater, and just getting out of jams when I get in them.
Seemed like the slider, especially to lefties, was a really good pitch yesterday. Was that a game plan against San Antonio?
Yeah, I didn't get to do a ton of scouting before the game just because I was getting ready during the first game. I usually like to watch how the week goes before, trying to pick up on some hitter cues. And before the game, Gabby was telling me just some of the lefties later in the middle of the order just were super passive to spin early. So just trying to really steal a strike if I could, get ahead early with that, and it worked out.
A lot of 96s, 97s with the fastball. I mean, consistently sitting there, you got to be feeling good physically to stay there a whole start.
Yeah. I think the last couple starts have been the same way. But I feel great right now. And, I've been working on a lot of stuff since I got with the D-backs in January. I got there pretty early after I got traded, and we were working on, a couple pitch shapes, a couple mechanical adjustments, and that was one of our goals this season, was just to have the fastball above 95 consistently, and so it's good to see that kind of paying off.
A lot of guys go through their whole career without being traded once. You got traded twice in 5 months. How have you mentally dealt with that? Because obviously it's a two-sided coin, right? These organizations value you enough to feel as if they can get something back for you, but also you want to stay in an organization for a little while. So how are you mentally dealing with all that?
Yeah, it's definitely the two-sided coin is a good way to put it, because, on one end, it's like it's a great opportunity for you. On the other side, it's like you got to be able to start over and adapt and be able to, fit it right into a newer organization. Everyone does things differently. And so that was probably a big thing for me initially going from New York to Colorado, was just, especially in middle of season, was tougher than this past one on the offseason. But middle of season, going from New York to Colorado, having to really integrate myself in just a way different culture than I was used to with New York. Not all bad things, but just every org has a different way of going about their philosophies and kind of like the way they do things. And so understanding the way that the org is going about their business, and really at the end of the day, it's 90 feet, 60 feet, 6 inches. Like, it's the same game no matter where you're at. And for me, that was the tough part on my first trade, kind of putting too much pressure on myself, to perform, because it is a good, exciting moment when you get traded. But I kind of felt like I had to overperform to get where I wanted to be. And when I finally made that adjustment later at the end of the season last year after I got traded, things were better for me. And so when I got traded the second time, off-season trade, a little more time to process, what's kind of going on, more time for me to integrate in the D-backs organization, getting there in early January, and having that kind of foresight, I guess, knowing that it's the same game. Obviously this team wants me, and they have, a good vision for me, and it aligns with what I want for myself. So just playing the game and not making anything more than it is, but going out there and just doing what they want me to do and what I know I can do. And that's kind of how I'll get to where I want to be.
Got to imagine, like you said, that getting there in January to Salt River and having a full spring of consistency with this current organization had to do wonders for you.
Yeah, it was great. And that was one of the things that, when I got the phone call that I got traded, they were like, we want you down here as soon as possible. We want to integrate you with the coaching staff, the directors, the team, the guys. Like, the more you can kind of familiarize yourself with the guys in the locker room and kind of the way the org goes about their business, the sooner you can kind of get on the same page and, be working together and pulling from the same rope, instead of kind of second guessing, what do I want me to do? What should I be working on? It was a good 3 month time span to hey, we're going to do these. We want you to hammer these goals out, whatever. And it was a much easier transition for me than going in the middle of the season.
Makes sense. You told me off the air that you spent this offseason in Greenville, North Carolina, where you pitched collegially at East Carolina and worked with some of the big-name guys that are alums, Treyus Average, Gavin Williams. That had to have just been a super valuable experience for you.
Yeah, it was great. Trey was there for a little bit, but, you know, seeing and working with Gavin every day, and Zach Agnos, another big league guy with the Rockies. Carter Spivey's a guy with the Guardians, too, in the minor league side, and just being able to bounce ideas off each other and pick their brains. I mean, those guys are absolute resources. I mean, I talked to Gavin the other day. I was trying to pick his brain. He's been having another great year, and I was just curious. And having a whole offseason with those guys was huge. I mean, anytime you can surround yourself with the best people in the game, like, you know, it's only going to make you better if you take that advantage. So, or take advantage of the opportunity. So that was huge for me. We've had a really good group of guys that have gone back to Greenville and worked out in the off season, so it's fun being around guys, you know, that are at the top of the game, and even guys, minor league guys, that are trying to get there as well.
Seems like this clubhouse has a lot of big personalities. Can you tell me about the vibes around here?
Yeah, the vibes are good. I mean, I think the best teams I've played on, you know, you got a locker room full of wide and varying personalities, and that's kind of what makes a unique experience. I mean, you know, I think the best thing for a locker room, which is what we got in here, is you can be yourself. You know, everyone's gonna figure you out sooner or later, so there's no point in trying to be someone you're not. And they're definitely, the vibes are high, and there's definitely a lot of personality flying around the locker room.
Thanks for the time, Josh.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.